Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for sharing part of your Saturday morning with us. We certainly do appreciate it. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House on Pacific Coast Highway in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're going to be discussing today robots and technology in restaurants because they are around. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Just a great way of connecting us between Saturdays and giving you some extra visuals along the way, particularly of the restaurants and food items we talk about on the show. Our website's easy at SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, or an X, or whatever it is, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats, and happy to have Tony with us in technical excellence. Good morning, Tony. Without further ado, we have a guest waiting in the wings. The fourth annual Long Beach Burger Week starts tomorrow and runs through the 28th. One of the participating restaurants in Long Beach Burger Week is Zuzu's Pedal in the East Village area of Long Beach, and the co-proprietor from really a restaurant dynasty family is Evan Papadakis, and it is a pleasure to welcome Evan to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Evan, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Well, Evan will pull the curtain back a little bit with our audience and mention that I had a chance to feast on some of your breakfast specialties a few weeks ago and really get acquainted with Zuzu's Pedals and how you do business and what your philosophy is and how you got into the business. And we're going to save that because a couple weeks down the road, you're going to be back with us for a full interview. But your partner and executive chef, Jesse Franco, has jumped in a big way for the fourth annual Long Beach Burger Week. You normally have a smashed burger on your lunch restaurant menu, but he had to come up with something special for the fourth annual Long Beach Burger Week, which starts tomorrow and runs through the 28th. So first of all, Evan, let's tease our audience with this brie-stuffed Kobe burger.
Yeah, we're excited to bring this to Burger Week in Long Beach. We believe that it's a phenomenal offering and dynamic for anyone who's coming into the city to participate and experience it. Our brie-stuffed Kobe burger, we're going to make it with a bacon onion jam, a fig aioli, and a lemon vinaigrette tossed arugula. So it's going to have a little bit of savory, a little bit tang, a little bit of everything you can want in a burger, and we're excited.
Absolutely. Now, what sort of a bun is this going to be on, Evan?
We're serving it on fresh-baked brioche buns that we get from our partner, Nona Mercado, who you can find up in Bixby Knolls. They work with us on our fresh bread each morning and pastries.
Gotta love it, and supporting local. Now, talk about supporting local. The Long Beach Burger Week is put on by a nonprofit, and they always give back to the community. So instead of having, you know, some sort of a walk around tasting to introduce Long Beach Burger Week every year, they want to give back to the community. And you participated in that this week. They always do a lunch to benefit the homeless. I believe this was at the Long Beach Rescue Mission this week. Frame that up for us, Evan, and mention your participation, because, again, you're doing this as a volunteer. You're a big believer in supporting the community, and this is just a great example of that.
Our restaurant, Zuzu's Petals, is smack dab in the middle of the East Village community of Long Beach in a residential area, and we love that about our model, and we can be close to our customers and who are our neighbors, and get to know people on a first name basis, get to know what's going on in their lives, have them have their regular orders. Correct, in Long Beach, kicking off Burger Week at the Long Beach Rescue Mission, and we had my executive chef and brother go out to serve over 200 individuals. We brought big batches of our Caesar salad. Other restaurants participated, and we were able to serve over 200 members of the community that are in need. And it is within our belief system to give back to the community. So we have appreciated that very much.
Well, Evan, I think it's just, you know, again, we're all fortunate. You know, we have plenty to eat. There are a lot that don't. And, you know, particularly when you're celebrating burgers, you know, you need to remember that there's some hungry folks out there. So I think this is just a wonderful gesture that Long Beach Food and Beverage, who organizes Burger Week every year, that this is how they want to kick off the event. And I congratulate and thank you for Zuzu's Petals being part of all of this, because, again, it's not like, you know, restaurants have a lot of extra to be able to give away these days. The mandate is to hopefully stay in business. So, you know, this is just great, and definitely being part of the community. Evan, as we're close to running out of time, please let people know where you are in the East Village area of Long Beach, what your website is, and what hours the burger is going to be available, because we don't want anybody going down to Zuzu's Petals and not be able to get that brie-stuffed Kobe burger.
Of course, yeah. Burger Week kicks off for us tomorrow, Sunday, and it goes all through the week into next weekend. You can come down. We're at 801 East 3rd Street, almost on the corner of 3rd and Alamitos, and Long Beach's East Village. And we'll be running the burger all week on special. Come on down, give us a try, or come back if you've already been. We're excited to see you.
And your website.
You're going to go to Z as in Zebra, P as in Paul, eatery.com, and you can find the rest of the wonderful information we have about our restaurant, our menu, our catering wing, and everything else you might need. eatery.com.
The website for Burger Week, where you can find out what other wonderful Long Beach restaurants are doing for Burger Week, is burgerweeklb.com, burgerweeklb.com. Evan, look forward to having you back on the show to talk more about the background of Zuzu's Petals, and we'll also give you the opportunity to explain the name and what all those references are on your menu. Have a great Burger Week, Evan, and we'll catch up soon. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, the OC Fair opened yesterday. It means fair food, and of course it means a visit with the Midway Gourmet. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Give us a minute. We'll be back.